President Donald Trump signed an executive order late last week, establishing the National Energy Dominance Council, directing it to move quickly to accelerate domestic oil and gas production. This is a very big bill. This is really going to be energy dominant. We're going to be energy dominant like nobody else, Trump said. The council will oversee federal agencies involved in energy regulation, permitting, production, distribution, and transportation, with a mandate to streamline processes and encourage private sector investment. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum will head the council, which Trump said he wants to see cut bureaucratic red tape and focus on innovation instead of regulatory barriers. President Trump wisely understood that under the Biden administration, there was a war against American energy, and today that war officially has ended, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said. In addition to forming the council, the administration announced several other moves that stand to benefit the U.S. fossil fuel industry. Conditional approval was granted for a massive liquefied natural gas export project in Louisiana, marking the first green light of new LNG exports since former President Joe Biden paused them a year ago. The approval, granted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, will allow the company Commonwealth LNG to construct a new facility that is expected to export 9.5 million tons of liquefied natural gas annually. Wright says this will strengthen the U.S. economy and bolster energy security around the world. This will be a large construction project for American workers. It will draw demand for more American energy production that will be shipped overseas to our allies, Energy Secretary Chris Wright said, though his approval is subject to a final order by the Independent Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Commonwealth LNG is confident the panel will give them permission to move forward and expect LNG production to begin in early 2029. Meanwhile, the White House also unveiled plans to revive a previously canceled natural gas pipeline from Pennsylvania to New York. According to Trump, the project could significantly lower energy costs in the Northeast region, cutting prices by as much as 70%. Trump said, "We are also working on a project that has been under wraps for 20 years. Everybody wanted it. It's been held up by New York. It's a pipeline that will bring down the energy prices in New York and in all of New England." These actions are all a part of the administration's broader efforts to expand fossil fuel energy output and reduce regulatory constraints on the industry, while rolling back Biden-era policies in the process. For more stories from the U.S. energy sector, download the Straight Arrow News app and sign up for alerts from me, Jack Aylmer.